From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
From the left, I'm Peter.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation.
Well, it has been weeks since the election.
And what I don't understand is why the people on the left are so anxious still.
Yeah.
Donald has shown...
Wait, you really don't understand?
I don't understand.
Okay, there's
the election's done.
He has continued... Yeah, we're not talking about the election anymore. We're talking about a very challenging governing style, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people who voted for him said, he won't govern like he campaigned. Turned out, not the case.
I just don't understand, because he's said time and time again that if you're one of the good ones, you don't need to worry.
Yeah, well, that kind of language is actually deeply troubling.
How
right?
is that troubling?
Because it's putting people into binaries and failing to understand the nuances amongst them.
See, I don't understand the problem with that.
Yeah.
Because we do need to put things in categories, right? We put expiration dates on eggs. We have a bunch of hard-boiled eggs here, and these probably, if you had seen on
those are for me.
Okay, I can have one of them to make a point.
No.
Can I have one of these hard-boiled eggs?
No, you can't.
All right, so.
You ordered $350 worth of Chinese food.
Well, I want our guest to feel comfortable here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll explain to you why this is offensive. Our guest today is a Buddha. Mm-hmm. And we invited her here in order to give our listeners a sense of it could be okay and how to get through the feelings of anxiety that they have right now. My brother believes that all Buddhas are Chinese.
Well, I was doing some Wikipedia research.
No,
and there's a lot of Buddhists in China.
You said, we're having a Chinaman in. I'm ordering Chinese
food. I didn't say those exact words.
Can we play it back?
No! Hey, guys! All right, everyone, get ready. We're having a Chinaman coming in to the studio today. So about $350 worth of Chinese food.
That's an exact clip of your voice.
I didn't know that.
I have been recording you after years and decades, generations of you recording me and playing it to the police. I am recording you now. So I have my fucking eye on you.
Please, like Jeff Sessions, who's he going to side with? That's probably.
I don't know, boy. You tell me.
What? I'm not a boy. I'm a man.
Well.
We're going to find out how Buddhists are dealing with this election or some of the mindful things.
Right.
I think people just need to go out to their local skeet shooting club and shoot some guns, because that's what I did after Obama was elected, and I bought hundreds of guns after that, and I felt great.
Yeah, from the Oriental Trading Post, you bought a bunch of little toy water guns.
Well, some of them were fake, and some of them are filled with acid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just citric acid. It's not that strong. Juice. But if you get it in an invader's eyes.
Juice.
Yeah, just orange juice. You have to get the non-pulp stuff or else the water gun will clog
up.
When we come back from break, we have a Buddha who is going to help you work through your liberal anxieties about the election.
And she's running a little late. I hope everything's okay. She's really shouting.
Now, I'm a student of religion. I study all the different religions, Calvinism, Lutheranism.
And that's interesting. So as a student of those religions, what's the major distinction between Calvinism and Lutheranism?
Calvinism was started by a man named Calvin. Lutheranism was started by Martin Luther.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both.
Again, not answering my question.
Well, we're not here to talk about the distinction between Calvinism and
So you don't know
Lutheranism.
Anything. We are here. We are so lucky to have a Buddha here with us today.
Thanks. Thank you.
So explain to me. So you are a Buddha.
Yes, I became enlightened. I did the whole bit. I wandered a desert, sat under a tree.
You seem exhausted.
I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to say that, but now at this point, I think I've crossed over into another level of enlightenment, which is I don't care.
I have a very cursory understanding of Buddhism, but that seems like a very anti-Buddhist thing to say.
It's not really. Nothing really is anti-Buddhist because Buddhism accepts all ways. There is no judgment.
Isn't that something?
So once I realized that I'm allowed to be sad about current events, I really crossed a line and I can't really retrieve myself. So,
okay. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about current events have made you. And what should we call you?
I was a bodhisattva. My friends jokingly now referred to me as a bodhisattva.
What is getting you down?
Oh, my goodness. Well, You could be upset about, you know, the current – can I talk about election results?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Okay, so the world seems to be, you know, headed towards either annihilation or at least at the bare minimum survival in a state of extreme judgment and racism and hatred. You know, I thought like, oh, if only the other result would have happened. And then I realized, you know, if that had happened, people would probably rise in a revolution. So there's really no way out. Then I realized, oh, a conspiracy theorist would say that someone else is behind all of this and doing it on purpose and pitting the whole world against each other into two sides. And so we're going to blow each other up. And to say the least, I've drifted a far cry from looking at flowers and laughing all day.
Wow. Yes. So I think that you are at where a lot of people are, I would say, incorrectly at in terms of their emotional state. Mm-hmm. I think that there can be a great grace in accepting the results of Donald Trump. And the way that a Calvinist might accept predestination.
You're going to keep beating that horse, and I hate to tell you, it's dead.
So in an ideal state where things are very bad, what would a Buddhist do to get out of the feeling of funk, of feeling of powerlessness?
Well, the key is always to see life as a spinning wheel, a right. carousel, if you want an analogy.
Oh, yeah, I love a carousel.
The musical carousel.
Sure. No. It's a spinning wheel, and if you stand on the outside of the wheel and you go through all the chaos, you know, at a rapid pace, you lose your mind. The key for a Buddhist is to stand in the center of the wheel and watch it spin around you without losing your own center of gravity.
I see.
Where I'm at is in the center and just watching a shit parade swirl around me and drill me further and further into the ground.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I accept that that there's no way out.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to look at the things that are going, you called it a shit parade, and pretend that it's not a shit parade? Or at least be like, well, at least those shits aren't inside me anymore.
That's not just a parade of her own shit.
Well, this is what I'm picturing, all these.
No, and that's other people's shit.
Pieces of fecal matter, and they have.
Yes, of course.
Mummers' outfits on and such.
That's a shit parade. We all have been to a shit parade.
Yes, and there's
some
balloons.
But the shit parade is not only your shit, it's everyone else's shit that you didn't make that's surrounding you by no fault of your own. You're in the midst of a shit parade.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think that's what she's trying to say.
So, is there a way to have fun with a shit parade?
The thing is, my fun now is cloaked in where I once felt like I was wearing a variety of costumes, to use an analogy. Now my only costume is a heavy cloak like you might wear when you go to get radiation blasted at you.
Oh, wow. A big
you are wearing
cloak?
Like an X-ray style vest when you came in here. It looks so heavy.
It's very heavy. Yeah. My tactic with that is a bit of a relativistic trick. Uh-huh. If I actually wear that and then I take it off, I feel lighter.
Lighter. Oh, great.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, the way nomads in the desert drink tea on a hot day. If you
don't trick themselves.
Yes. If you raise your internal core temperature, then the
sun
feels
believe
cooler.
How comfortable it is outside. Yeah.
Right. I do that.
Those nomads are great.
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah. Oh, in the summer here in D.C., it gets so hot and humid.
Yeah, swamp. Drain the swamp.
And I just eat hot oatmeal for lunch.
Yeah.
Congee. So
what?
Congee.
I don't know what that means.
It's a Chinese dish. It's a porridge.
Mm. You make me physically ill.
It's a savory porridge. Walk us through Buddhism. I don't know that much about the Eastern religions. I know mostly about Lutheranism.
And if it's comfortable, you are sitting down now. You can take – you don't know anything about those things. You can take off that X-ray. It's more of a dress, actually. It's a full-body X-ray vest. It looks heavy.
I'll take it off.
Yeah. Only if you want to. Yeah.
I might need to put it on in a bit.
All right. Do you need help? It looks so heavy.
It looks very
You're really
heavy.
Struggling. Can we lend a hand?
No, it's struggle is relative.
Okay. All right.
Is that so? Is that so?
I feel like we should have watched.
I don't know. Is that so?
All right.
So pretend this is the first day of I go to Buddhist church, and I'm like, I'm in.
There is no church, and to actually call it a religion is actually misguided, although I have no judgments. You can guide yourself in whatever direction you like.
Usually towards a buffet.
It's not a religion. It's a path, a way of life.
All right.
And so the original Buddha was a prince who had everything he wanted in the world.
Nice.
Lived in a palace. No suffering, no ills. Hmm. And one day he decided to leave the palace walls and he viewed the suffering of the world and became inordinately depressed. And that led him to go sit under a Bodhi tree for days on end.
What's a Bodhi tree?
Well, it's hard to explain. Mm-hmm. Those of us who have become enlightened, that was actually the first step. We contemplated the tree long enough to understand what it is. If I revealed the secret, I would be...
Well, don't reveal the secret. When I saw John Travolta talking about Buddhism, it made me really want to hear more about it.
Isn't he a Scientologist?
I think that's Scientology.
Is that... They're not the same?
No.
Well, then I guess we don't need this. I bought an e-meter.
Yeah,
put that down.
Can we? I bought this for this. All right. So you're under the tree. You're getting your thetans cleaned under this Bodhi tree.
No, wrong.
In a way, I suppose you could draw an analogy.
Okay.
Believe that thetans are aliens inhabiting our bodies and causing us to behave the way we do.
Yes.
In Buddhism, we believe that the suffering of man is caused by the thoughts invading our brains, are not of our true nature. The mind is not us. So all that activity that makes you lash out at someone you're mad at or worry about bills, that's not you. And if you can purge yourself of those thetans, if you want to call them that, you can behave in your true nature, which is mostly to sit and enjoy life. Although
that's
Don't slide off that chair.
Sliding right off the chair.
I deserve it.
Yeah. Wow. The idea is that if you can clear your head of all of these evil thoughts, then you'll find your purest self beneath it.
Sure, or of any thoughts. And the key is no thought is good or bad. You simply watch the thoughts come and go. And you say like, oh, that's funny. I'm thinking of murder. Oh, that's funny. I'm thinking of a dog. Oh, what's that shape? And you just watch them from a distance. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time forming words. Yeah, man.
Yeah. You can lay down. Yeah.
Mm. Here we go. We'll get the micro down.
That's great.
Microphone down there.
Is that so?
Is that isn't that a Patrick Stewart quote from Star Trek?
That might be, but I'm not using it in that.
I think it's make it so.
Oh my God, she is being so kind when you say the dumbest thing.
Hard Nation listeners, go ahead and paint a picture of Pete as Jean-Luc Picard and send it into our studio.
Yeah. What have you been doing post-election? It seems like you're in a little bit of a funk. Yeah. What have you been doing to sort of get yourself centered or grounded again? Or are you doing anything to sort of have fun?
I tried. I got together with some friends. That's where the name Bodhisattva was generated. Mm. And I said they said it as a joke. I'm assuming it was a joke. There was laughter afterwards. But I'm having a hard time recognizing humor right now. Is that so? You know, I feel like I want to kill myself. Is that so?
Oh my God. I wish
I could pour hot soup into my ear. Is that so?
And so is that so is when you are asking what's happening. I don't know anything.
There's a parable, a Zen parable.
Thank you.
Where a woman comes to a man's door and she says, your horse ran away. And he says, is that so? And then someone finds the horse I can't remember the tale, but actually...
The horse's tale.
What a horribly sad tale. If my horse ran away, I'd be devastated.
It's a series of events that seem alternatingly bad and good, but the man's response is always just, is that so?
Oh, so it's like, your horse ran away. Is that so? Hey, look at this $1 million coin I found.
Sure, but it's all related.
I'm sure that those seem to very unrelated things. Yeah. I'm not sure that it's a parade of visitors at this man's home offering alternating good and bad things.
In his defense, he did a better job telling a story than I did.
All right, yeah. I mean,
One link in the story is...
Put that hot soup down. It shouldn't go in your ear. First of all, that wonton would never fit in your ear.
Wouldn't
is
fit.
That so?
Wait a minute, I found $1 million coin.
I'm not sure if you did.
I should start a religion. Seems easy.
Please don't. Enough dumb people are starting their own religions. We don't need any more shucksters, hucksters, charlatans out in the world.
But what about truth bringers?
I remembered one part of the story.
Good.
His son gets injured.
Oh, no.
His leg. That's connected to the horse. The son falls off the horse.
Oh, oh God.
Oh, so he's mad at the horse.
Oh, right. So the horse, I can track this backwards. The horse gets lost and he's. He should be upset, but he just says, is that so?
The horse says this.
The man.
Shut up.
Then the horse is found, and it should be a rejoicing moment, and he just says, is this so? Then his son goes out and rides the horse and falls off and breaks his leg.
And his son is Christopher Reeves.
He broke his leg. Is that so? Then someone from the military comes and tries to recruit his son, but because his son is injured, he doesn't have to go fight. Is that so?
Oh.
But then because he's not away at war, another disaster happens at home. The son is burned in a fire. Is that so?
God. That sounds like an unlucky kid.
And then at the funeral, someone comes up to him and says, I found a, found a million-dollar coin.
I don't mean to judge, but if you brought a million-dollar coin to the bank, I don't know if they'd cash it for you.
No, well, you'd have to go to a special appraiser, like on Pawn Stars.
Oh, you mean a gold coin that's so large that it's $1 million worth of gold?
I didn't even
that
think about that.
Is good.
And
that's
think
good.
About this. In the past, they had all sorts of different coins, and they and they would—
What are you talking
in the
about?
The past, there were so many different coins.
That is one of the. I mean, God, I feel like you're constantly shocking me with your ignorance. But that is one thing that is so deeply intuitive and apparent.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
It's true, though, right?
Isn't it true of today as well? We have so many different coins.
We have coins, but they stop at a dollar. So in the end of the day, is that so is a way. But it's not working for you now. Saying, is that so? You're saying they're still sad. So is the sadness a thing that you have to accept and that you know eventually will leave?
I think the difference in our philosophies here is you're seeing the sadness as something I need to get out of. And it's something that I accept.
You've accepted the sadness.
I must. I'm a Buddha.
Wow. Well, we have to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to hear some more coping mechanisms and ways to stay active in what seems to be a dark time for you.
Can we get the soup out of here? Feels like it's really... You're having trouble with the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those delivery curtains are tough to open sometimes.
We are back with self-proclaimed Bodhisattva. So something that I'm very interested in Buddhism, is meditation. It seems to me to be an interesting way to reconnect with yourself. Can you maybe lead us through a meditation?
Sure. Would you prefer an eyes open or eyes closed?
Eyes open. I don't trust my brother at all.
And you?
I'll close my eyes.
Okay.
Because I trust my brother.
So for you, you're going to, with your eyes open, just softly gaze in front of you, maybe about 3 feet in front of you, and just notice what you see.
Okay.
You can name it if you want. Oh, there's a bottle. Oh, it's got whiskey in it. Oh, there's a boiled egg?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's a boiled egg with a bite taken out of it.
Yeah, I suck the yolk through before I finish the white.
Okay.
Gross.
And
gross.
And for you, you're going to, with your eyes closed, notice any feelings in your body. So name that. What did you feel?
You farted.
I didn't.
Oh, you may have.
I'm sorry. I just got so relaxed.
Oh, my God.
Look, if you're a Calvinist, you believe in predestination, and there's no way that I couldn't have done that.
No one cares about
predestination. God started the world. So here, let's open the window. We got the window replaced. Our niece jumped through the window last week.
Okay. So for you, with eyes open, you're going to look and say, oh, birds have been nesting outside that window.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a nest.
Okay.
Oh, there's a bird. You're going to continue noticing feelings in your body. Please stop doing that.
I'm so sorry.
All right, we have to do something else. I can't. I'm so sorry.
I get so relaxed.
We have a real Buddha here, and you can't stop farting.
I want to.
What did you eat?
Huh?
Open this other soup because I need to smell something different.
You may need to introduce some probiotics into your diet.
Yes, and I have to say, I apologize for any cultural insensitivity since I ordered all this Chinese food.
We're basically being mindful. We're noticing right. mm-hmm. what exists with no judgment, mm-hmm. either inside or outside of us. Nice. And we're just noticing. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
So I am in physical pain.
But I'm sorry. This is just my body. It's just my vessel, right?
That one you did on purpose. I watched you bear down, squeeze, make two fists, and shake until it came out.
I'm so sorry. My God. I'm just trying to be mindful of my body.
Okay.
But this is what my body needs.
Cut it out.
Sure. But the idea of this is to look at what is and not what we are creating.
Okay. So I don't think we can do this. Let's talk about something else. So what in your current state, mm-hmm. what can you walk us through a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Walk us through yesterday.
Well, I usually wake up. I wonder what time it is. I look at the time. Mm. I say, it's 10 a.m.
7 o'clock.
Good guess. It should be. I used to wake up early. I close my eyes. I usually drift back to sleep. I open my eyes again. It's 1. Close my eyes, open. It's 1:30. This happens until it's nighttime and I feel I'm allowed to really commit to closing my eyes permanently, and then I have a night.
Wait a minute. So you are sleeping all day. You're waking up at intermittent periods, noticing the time, and mm-hmm. then going back to sleep until it's night, and then you sleep straight through.
That's right.
So you've been sleeping since the election.
Pretty much.
Nonstop.
Pretty much. And I, you know, I'm still I still have a corporeal body. I need to eat.
Yeah.
So once in a while, shuffle into the kitchen and get something. Mm-hmm.
Has there been anything since the election that has made you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a bee on my windowsill.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's a great experience.
Did it make you think of Bee Movie?
I don't know what that is.
So Jerry Seinfeld in the mid-2000s came out with a film called...
You don't have to say... You say one or the other. You say in the aughts or in the mid-2000s.
I think he's right.
Mid-2000s.
All right.
So he made a movie mm-hmm. that was an animated film where he was a bee. His life was very short.
I can already stop you and say it didn't make me think of that.
Oh, it didn't.
Why did it make you happy? Just the simplicity of the bee's existence?
To know that there was someone out there who was fine.
What if Trump isn't bad? What if everything that's happening is good? Then that's bad if it's good.
Well, nothing is good or bad. It just exists. But looking at the fervor of the world right now, the temperament...
The exciting alignment of America, Russia, the Brexit boys in Britain.
I think the way that people are talking to each other and the mm-hmm. way that people are going about their days at a hysterical pitch.
It's an all caps world.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do we do about the protesters that are being paid by George Soros and the Hamilton casts and the Saturday Night Live people that are making this dialogue so poisonous? What do we do about them? How do we get them on our side as Buddhists?
It's funny how you look as if you're expecting either me or this nice Buddha to accept the premise of your question.
Yeah, it's interesting. You in using the word poisonous to describe someone else, do you not feel you're being poisonous?
No.
Fart again.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that. I didn't mean for it
to
believe
happen. You.
It's just all this is very relaxing for me.
Wow. Broccoli spear out of your beard.
That I made that baby bird fly away.
I'm sorry, baby bird.
I'm curious if whether you can be mindful of your own speech and see how you're doing exactly what you're speaking against. Is it not inflammatory to call someone else poisonous?
You're right. Oh my God. What should I call them? Idiots? Mm-hmm. Or?
Does that feel good to judge someone else and feel that they're dumb?
I never thought of that before.
Would you want them to do it to you?
No. No.
So maybe a detachment, a mindful detachment. Oh, they're speaking in a way that I don't speak.
They're speaking disrespect in a way that I wouldn't do to Mike Pence.
Disrespect is a judgmental.
Misrespect.
What?
Misrespect. They're misrespecting.
Don't bring it. My brother in high school wrote a play called Misrespect. And which was so poorly received, we had to move.
Well, first of all, there hasn't been a good comedy of manners written in years.
It was you in blackface.
Yes.
It was you in blackface as a character called Misrespect.
And I stand by that script.
Modeled after Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
So we see where the world has gone.
Yeah. You
know, yeah. Misrespect.
We've drifted into a normal that is hard to believe.
Where do Buddhists think people go when they die? Because Lutherans and Calvinists believe in the kingdom of heaven.
Sure. Well, we believe in an eternal wheel. So the concept of reincarnation in different forms. You are never here nor there.
So the wheel is not a place that people go to in a space station.
I don't know how it would be, no.
Well, if you have a space station that is turning, it'll create artificial gravity.
Okay, yeah. No, we definitely don't believe that.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a wheel and you can be reincarnated.
Sure.
What's that like?
There's no way of knowing while I'm in a human brain because we forget in order to come here, but
so could I be reincarnated as Misrespect?
If that were a real person,
that is a one-dimensional character that you created, much to the offense of everyone who encountered it. So I don't think you could be recreated as that.
Well, that's a shame. So you could be reincarnated as you probably won't like this term, better animals or worse animals, right? So like you could be reincarnated as a cool rabbit. Or like a bad turtle.
Again, the judgmental adjectives are not a part of my vocabulary.
Okay, like a normal, average rabbit.
Sure. An everyday turtle, a nonchalant worm.
Yeah. Just like
I took bad turtle to mean like tough. I pictured a turtle on a little motorcycle.
I thought it was so cool. A turtle that was misbehaving in some sort of way, breaking rules.
Well, this begs the question: if enough humans are reincarnated as turtles and they all still know how to build things, could the turtles take over?
Is that a question anyone has ever asked?
It's a question we should be asking.
Mm-hmm. Is that so?
Do you watch any entertainments? What do Buddhists enjoy? Yeah. I know
anything. Anything can be entertainment.
Yeah,
I've sat in an empty shower before for hours on end.
Oh my god!
Tearing pages out of a notebook, and that was
that does not sound fun. But you derived some sort of feeling from it. You're saying,
oh sure, yeah. Anything can be contemplated. Uh-huh. And
what was in that notebook? Why were you tearing at it?
To hear the sound of tearing.
Wow.
And
that moment.
To experiment with different speeds of the tear.
Wow. That is a level of chill I just can't get on board with.
Yeah.
But, and herein lies the difference. Yeah. I think if you had sat under a tree for as long as I did and contemplated it as hard, you would have entered into a new vocabulary.
Yeah. I'm very envious of that. Yeah.
And as it stands, you probably have a lot of worldly attachments. You know?
I do.
Sure. Yeah. I noticed you craving that egg. You were, and you had to check the app on your phone to see if you were allowed to have more protein calories, and you were not. Right. So you're attached to
the app.
Put it down.
Yeah.
You're attached to the rule. You're attached to the hunger, the craving.
That's right.
And I simply float through life being sad about everything.
Wow.
Well, in another state, I would say that is something to be envied, but floating through life being sad about everything is, for me, not something that I would aspire to.
Right.
But I believe your normal approach to life is something that is aspirational.
Sure. If you.
But I suppose normal is a relative term.
Exactly. Yeah. And so is aspirational. Mm-hmm. So a detachment in itself, an attachment.
So one of the goals is to get rid of
that soup is no longer hot. That soup is no longer hot. So if you pour it in your ear, it's just going to make you sick. She did it anyway.
Is it make it so? Make it so.
Is that
That's
so?
That's not right.
Is that so?
Make it so.
Make it so.
It's another play that you wrote.
Make it so.
It's not even honestly, it's worse than misrespect.
Well, yes. Well, first of all, it was a Star Trek Next Generation fan fiction play.
Yeah. Real niche.
Yeah, very niche. And it imagined what would happen if the Klingons were good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
I enjoy that show.
Yeah.
I enjoy Star Trek.
Oh, you like Star Trek?
Next Generation.
Oh, great.
Sure.
Right, so that's the thing you entertain yourself with. Is there anything else? Is there any movie or television show that's out right now that's sort of been cathartic for you through this process of struggling after the election?
I'm a big Wheel watcher.
Ooh,
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
And the Wheel is much like the Wheel of Buddhism, which is not a space station, which I think you should write into your Buddhist texts. So is the Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which is – this is the first time I've noticed the parallel.
I
watch it because I like solving puzzles.
Mm. Now, it doesn't make you upset that Pat Sajak is a proud, brave conservative.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, super.
Yeah.
Well
– failed late night host.
Mm.
No, I have no judgment about any one person or anything. You know, I let me be clear. I feel like we're watching a bus in flames careening off of a cliff. But since it has no driver, there is no blame.
I have had that actual experience. I have had that actual experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you the bus or the cliff? Or?
I was not the cliff. Actually, no one has ever asked me that. Thank you so much. I was actually one of them. One of the passengers.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah. One of only two survivors. Yeah.
Is that so?
It is.
Make it so. What advice would you have for people that are trying to seek some sort of mental solace or some sort of quietness?
Mm.
People that are listening that may have been – their minds have been tied in knots by the liberal thought police for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to unfurl those knots. How do you get them to accept – and love Donald Trump as one of God's creatures?
Do I have to answer that question?
No. You can ask, what can people do to get their minds right with the state of the
world?
There
we go. That's the part of the question I would like to answer.
Oh, yes. So rejecting the premise as usual.
Yes, yes. So Donald Trump.
Enough.
No, I would like to answer a question that doesn't have an agenda.
Oh.
If that's.
But I think you have to look at what I said neutrally.
I do.
Yeah.
It's so hard to take you seriously with a fistful of General Tso's chicken. Just let her answer the question.
Or just, it could be anyone's chicken, right?
Sure.
Isn't that how Buddhism works?
That's not Buddhism.
That's
the proper name of the chicken.
But to answer, it could be.
Sure.
The reality has chicken, gone this way, but it could
be. See, I'm getting this, huh?
Sure.
In any given moment, you can be mindful and you can say, right here, right now, I am here.
Mm-hmm.
I am breathing. Unless you're not breathing, in which case you can't say that. But you can always look at each moment rather than the whole.
Okay. Each moment, each minute.
Each moment of a minute. A moment is less than a minute. Unless we're talking about emotional moments, in which case those could go much longer. You could have a moment like your graduation, and then the next major moment is childbirth.
Right. Like Facebook moments, where you have big moments in your life, and you put it up, and everyone sees and gives you likes.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different.
Well, I've learned a lot here today, and I think I've learned a lot that I can bring to my new religion.
Which is?
It's kind of a mixture of Lutheranism and Calvinism.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in the middle there. But is there something that you would want to say to bring a little bit more nirvana into the world as it is?
Mm. We have to find the way to be the light.
Mm.
Be your own light. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how to do that.
That I don't think – if you're trying to smother yourself with that X-ray blanket, I don't think it's going to work. It's not quite heavy enough.
At that point, that's felt like that's where my light would come from.
Okay.
It's so cold.
Yeah, we're going to call someone. I'm sorry. That window is open, and I think we need it right now to be open.
Well, take a deep breath. Cleanse your thetans and find your nirvana.
Mm.
We're going to call someone to help you right now.
My fingers are numb.
Okay. All right. Put them in this. Put them in this vest.
Ouch.
That'll be warm.
Ouch.
What's in your vest, huh?
Oh, there's hot soup in there.
It's hot soup, yeah.
Yeah. You have hot soup in the vest.
Yeah. Just, warm them up. Yeah.
I'm...
Hey, don't put... Oh, my God. I cannot believe what this Buddha is
hot
doing.
Hot soup made me prank in my pants.
Buddha pranked in his pants.
See, now that's a religion I can relate to.
Did you fart again?
Hey, make it so, baby. Is that so?
Go hang your ass out the window.
Okay. Uminatsa. Well, I think I learned a lot today.
You learned nothing.
I think I learned it all.
The only lesson that she could have taught you, you spoke wrong repeatedly and then refused to be corrected.
This seems to be an attachment that you are having, Pete, to desire.
No, you're not going to use this as another way to rhetorically get around the truth, obfuscate
use,
the truth.
Not use truth, not truth.
I thought without this you were exhausted.
I think that you're thinking too much. You need to let your thoughts come in.
You and not thinking is actually, hair. This isn't license for you not to think.
Buddhism is all about not thinking, my son.
So,
Buddhism is about...
You call me my son one more time, I'll call you boy.
I'm sorry, you're right, a label. What is a label? What is a label? What is it?
A dangerous way to put it.
Well, I'm feeling very at peace right now. So, next week on Hard Nation, we're going to get into the Christmas spirit, and we're going to talk to some people that are on the front lines of the war on Christmas. Some of the brave people that have been asking Starbucks to write Trump on their cups.
And we'll also have a surprise for Mark. Every person who ever saw this respect will be here to air their grievances.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.